There's a kid who the eyewitness testimony is very peculiar. The eyewitness testimony is very difficult to establish, you know, with absolute clarity. You know, eyewitness testimony is always fraught with mistakes and misapprehensions, and but still, they, you know, they use it. So they call this kid who says he saw the robbers running away. What could you, they ask him, well, could you see their faces? No. Well, boy, what could you tell about these robbers? I could tell that they were foreigners. How could you tell? By the way they ran. Have you ever seen a foreigner run? They are very funny runners. Yeah. And the judge, a famous statement that the judge made, which anybody who's studied, who read anything about the case will hear about this, that the judge, somewhere in the course of all of this going on, says at a Dartmouth football game, I guess there's something about a Dartmouth football game which lets the guard down. And you think, you know, I can say anything I want to at a football game, but no, he couldn't, because he said to another sort of Dartmouth alumnus was at the football game after he had turned down a motion for a new trial. He said, did you see what I did with those anarchist bastards the other day? The fellow he said this to swore out an affidavit to this effect. So you have to be very careful what you say to people at a football game. And but this is Thayer. This is Webster Thayer. And there's ballistics evidence. You know, very complicated ballistics evidence. I won't go into it, because I can't go into it. That the ballistics argument has been going on for decades, and nobody has come up with any absolutely clear-cut, you know, conclusion about what the ballistic evidence shows. But my point is whether, you know, one thing is sure, whether they're guilty or not, they could not possibly get a fair trial in the atmosphere of the courtroom in 1920, 1921. They could not possibly get a fair trial in the patriotic atmosphere of this courtroom and with this judge and with this jury. And that if Sacco and Vanzetti were convicted, I would argue they're convicted more for who they were than for anything they might possibly have done. And this is the importance of it, because it connects with so many other instances of how our justice system works, and something that with just some reflection and some study we know to be true, and that is, it is very, very important in our justice system. Yes, even more important than whether you really did something or did not something, it is very important who you are. It is very important how much money you have. It is very important what color you are. It is very important whether you, you know, are an American, or and it is very important if you are a political radical. Sacco and Vanzetti had all these things against them, just as Mumi Abu-Jamal has all these things. And he's black, he's radical, he's poor. Is he going to get a fair trial? And again, it's not even a matter of knowing for sure guilt or innocence. One thing you do know for sure, so long as those factors are dominant, and those factors are dominant in a society which is filled with jingoism and hostility to foreigners and hostility to blacks and hostility to radicals, and so long as the justice system is dominated by money, then the question of whether you actually did this or did not do this becomes secondary to you know, these other factors.